Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of the Mark Kay Show starts now.
If Joe Biden wins the presidency, does that mean all of us only have to work part-time?
Oh, I can't hear anything. What are my headphones supposed to be in, and why aren't they in that?
On your sideboard, they're LXC program.
Is it? Are you sure?
Positive.
That doesn't sound right. It sounds weird.
Josh is coming to help.
Somebody messed with my headphones, Josh. This is not, so far, this is not going to turn out to be. What is it supposed to be?
OKVEHP.
Well, where is that?
But I don't know if that's the same sideboard.
A horrible birthday so far. I'm just trying to, like, if all I want for my birthday is for people to not touch stuff. And there it is, right? You just missed it. I just saw it. That's LXEPG. What are you doing? That's not at all what I, no, I want to hear the actual. Hey, what's up? This is the Mark Kay Show.
Jeez.
And everything's going, yeah, there it is. Is that right?
Yeah.
That still doesn't sound right. Oh, there we go. That's much better. Thank God. Holy cow. See, what happens is, this is why we need our own studio. Reason number 422. Because people try to mess with me and switch my headphone things around so I can't hear myself. And everyone knows that my voice is my favorite sound. So it's like a cruel, impractical joke. Either that or they're trying to make me feel older than I am by making me think that I'm losing my hearing. So here's what we'll just start the show over again. 3, 2, 1.
If Joe Biden wins the presidency, does that mean all of us only have to work part time?
Yeah, that was one of my favorite gifts, by the way. Got a lot of gifts already, for my birthday, which is today. And we have another one here. Hannah got me something, which we're going to open in just a minute. But one of them is this Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court confirmation hearing, which is tonight. I couldn't think of a better time. I couldn't think of a better day to have this Supreme Court justice confirmed to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. I think it's going to be fantastic. Plus, there's record numbers of people voting early, and a lot of the polls show that they are voting for the right person. And that has got to be a blow to the Democrats and to the Biden campaign, because all you ever hear the Biden campaign talk about, all you ever hear them say is how all these early voters were so excited by the early voters, blah, 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 blah. But in reality, what they don't realize is a lot of these early voters are not voting for the candidates that they wanted. A lot of these early voters are not necessarily voting for Donald Trump. And that's something that I think we're going to see more and more of. In fact, there was a new poll. It was the Trafalgar poll, which has Donald Trump taking the lead for the first time, I think, in a very long while since pre-COVID. I'm trying to pull up the specific numbers here. In just a minute, I had to close the browser when I was trying to fix my headphones. But in the new Trafalgar poll, Donald Trump takes a sizable lead over Joe Biden, not just nationally, but in a lot of states that he needs to win, in a lot of states where you need to make sure you get those electoral votes. We're going to pull that up, and we're going to get you the specific numbers here. Here we go. The Trafalgar Group 2020 presidential poll. In North Carolina, Trump leads 48.8%, Biden 46%. This is something that we are seeing all over the place. When you look at Wisconsin and Michigan, in fact, after the debate last weekend, Donald Trump's poll numbers went up across the board. Coupled with that, the fact that Donald Trump is out and actively campaigning while Joe Biden puts a lid on it again. This guy and his lids. I don't understand the problem. I mean, I do understand the problem. I do understand the campaign's been long. It's been hard. The debate took a lot out of him. He's got to go back down in the basement, because the last thing he needs now is any kind of gaffe at all that would keep him from getting the votes that he needs. Oh, by the way, did you hear that he called Donald Trump George? Yeah, this was the new big thing. Joe Biden. And again, this is another great gift. Joe Biden gaffes and a Supreme Court nominee confirmed. That's really what I wanted for my birthday. And so far, I'm getting both of those. Here's Joe Biden live in an interview with his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, calling Donald Trump George.
What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George
Georgia, is going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Yeah, and he figured it out. He's a Georgia. First of all, couldn't remember George Bush's last name. I assume that's who he was talking about. And then after his wife mumbled, and if you watch the tape, which is difficult to do on the radio, but trust me, I've watched it. You can see her kind of mumble the word Trump under her breath a couple times to get her husband back on track. Which is helpful. Yeah, everybody needs, that's a good wife right there. A good wife that when you're running for the position of commander in chief and leader of the free world, she helps you remember the names of the people you're running against, who also happen to be the current president. I mean, it's not even it would be a little different if Donald Trump, who is the president, were running against somebody who maybe is a newcomer, like Pete Buttigieg, and maybe you forget Pete. Or you forget Buttigieg, or maybe even if Kamala Harris were the candidate, tough name to remember, right? She hasn't been around that long. But Joe Biden, not only can he not remember the name of his adversary, not only can he not remember the name of the guy he's running against, he can't remember the name of the president of the United States, which when you think about it that way, should be a little more troubling to everybody.
What kind of country are we going to be? Four more years of Georgia, he's going to find ourselves in a position where...
Georgie is what he said. That's going to be my... I think Donald Trump should run with that. I think he should start printing signs that say George 2020. As long as it's not Joe you're voting for, vote for George 2020. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Also this weekend, this is exciting too, Donald Trump also picking up a lot of really big endorsements over the weekend. It's never too late in a presidential campaign to get an endorsement. You know, we already know that every single law enforcement agency around the country has endorsed Donald Trump because he's the law and order president. We also know that a lot of celebrities have come out in favor of Donald Trump, some which were surprising to people. Ice Cube, who couldn't even get a meeting with the Joe Biden campaign, but was able to get a meeting with Donald Trump and also get a promise to work together to bring billions of dollars worth of help and effort and relief to black communities and help build them up and make them prosperous and successful. So he's got Ice Cube in his corner. 50 Cent, we found out last week, of course, remember 50 Cent came forward and said that he was endorsing Donald Trump. Well, two more big endorsements. The first one was the New York Post, which blew the lid off this Hunter Biden story. Some people call it a tabloid. In fact, it's so funny. Now I hear it called a tabloid more than I ever have before, ever since the Hunter Biden bombshell. But this morning, October 26th, again, my birth, a great birthday present from the New York Post. They endorsed Donald Trump for president, saying, "Make America great again, again." And they have a big, long story. The Post endorses President Trump. "We can return to the explosive job creation, rising wages, and general prosperity we had before the pandemic. We can have economic freedom and opportunity and resist cancel culture and censorship. We can put Annus Horribilis 2020 behind us and make America great again, again. We can do all this if we make the right choice on November 3rd. The New York Post endorses President Donald J. Trump for re-election. And if that weren't exciting enough, another pillar of the rap community, another icon and legend and an idol of young black voters around the country, has come out in favor of Donald Trump and against Joe Biden specifically, and that is Lil Pump. Lil Pump, rapper extraordinaire Lil Pump, I don't know if you heard this, came out on his social media this weekend to formally endorse President Donald Trump for re-election.
"Trump 2020, bitch. I look like paying an extra 33 in tax for Biden, bitch. Ass, bitch. Sleepy Joe, bitch. Trump 2020, bitch. Ah."
That, I mean, what more of an endorsement does somebody need?
"Trump 2020, bitch. Ah."
That's a t-shirt right there. That's the sign I'm putting in my yard. "Trump 2020, beep, ah!" it's one of the best birthdays I've had in a really, really long time. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Lil Pump, by the way, Lil Pump for Trump.
"Trump 2020, beep, ah!"
St- *1045 if you want to get through too. Or you can leave us an open mic message. Got to take a quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Trump 2020. I look like paying an extra 33 in tax for Biden. Cash. Sleepy Joe. Trump 2020.
Rapper Lil Pump realizing what 50 Cent was said was true, that Joe Biden's going to break you. He's going to break your bank. And look, there's a lot of people in the black community, in the Hispanic community, in the white community. There's really Americans all over who have busted their butts and used their talents and their creativity and their marketing savvy and whatnot. And they have created something out of nothing, whether it's a musical career, rap career, whether it's a small business, whether it's a radio show. It doesn't matter. And you went out there and you built it up and you worked and you put in your sweat equity. And maybe now you're making a little bank. You know, maybe you got a little scratch in your pocket that you didn't have before. And the last thing you want is somebody like Joe Biden coming around and saying, hey, all that money that you're making, we're going to take. Because remember, Joe, remember when Joe Biden was vice president, Barack Obama was president, and he said, you didn't make that. You didn't make your business. You had help. You didn't, you know, that road that you drove to work on, that you didn't make that road. That's the government's road. You know, all that there's nothing that you do in this country you can do alone. The government is always there lifting you up, according to the Democrats. So when you start making money back, the Democrats are going to want their fair share. And Lil Pump found out about that. And he's like, I am not voting for Joe Biden.
Trump 2020. Bitch.
Yeah. 855-765-1045. Plus, Joe Biden is losing his mind. He's old. He's decrepit. He thinks Donald Trump's name is George, which is kind of weird. In fact, for Halloween, the Trump campaign came up with this great ad about the zombie apocalypse. And they took all these clips of Joe Biden smelling people and stumbling around and having that really weird look. God, that 60 Minutes interview. I tried to watch it, but it was so distracting the way Joe Biden would stare blankly into the camera with his bad brow lift, you know, like his eye, he has no emotion. I don't know if he has Botox or what, but it's there's no emotion in his face, and his eyes are creepy looking, and he's just staring down into your soul. And so the Trump campaign made it into a campaign ad, which I thought was great.
Here's how you can spot a zombie. Look for someone who has a corpse-like appearance, exhibits aggressive behavior, craves human flesh, and utters incoherent moans and groans.
I don't know.
With your help, we can prevent the zombie uprising.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Look, if you can't have fun with your presidential campaign, why run, right? Why run? I never understood that. 855-765-1045. Gary's on the west side. Hi, Gary. How are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark, love talking with you, man.
Hey, love talking to you too, hey, Gary.
Listen, I found one of my old Trump Make America Great Again flags.
Yeah.
And I put it on the truck this morning, flying around.
Oh, you put it on the truck? You're driving around with your Trump flag on your truck?
Oh, yeah. I had one on there, you know, Trump 2020. But they said this morning about Make America Great Again. I put another one on there this morning.
That's fantastic. I see more and more trucks. I saw an 18-wheeler the other day, and he had it attached to the back door, and he was flying around, and people are – see, here's the good – a bunch of people start honking at him, too. And sometimes I think he may have forgotten that his flag was there because he just started flipping people off, but I think they were honking their support for his flag. And you see so much of it nowadays. You see these people with these flags driving around on their trucks and their cars and whatnot, and – it's very, very exciting. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Vicky in Texas. Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
I'm trying to mute my radio, but it's not muting.
Oh, just, yeah, no, I understand. It's just pop the batteries out. What'd you want to say today, Vicky?
I have a question,
yeah.
And I don't know if I'm right or not. So you were talking about Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
At a voting location and obviously campaigning.
Right.
And I thought that was illegal.
Where was she? Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Where was she? She was at a polling location and she was campaigning.
Well, she was there. You just talked about it.
Yeah.
That was a what? That was a polling location.
Yeah.
That she was at. That people were lined up to vote, and she, you know, was talking, you know, and, you know, we're going to take Trump and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, people were clapping, but it was an actual polling location. And I thought that was illegal, that you could not go to a polling location.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called electioneering, but I think that's interesting. Was she at the polling location, or was she like walking down the line? Was she like 100 yards away? Because there are various different rules when it comes to the distance away from the polling location. And I know a lot of these places have lines half a mile long. So maybe if she's at the end of the line, it's okay. But if she's up near where people actually go in the door, that should be illegal and she should have to leave.
She was right there. I mean, you could see where people were lined up to go in, and then there was a line of people going down, and she was walking down.
Yeah. Well, she shouldn't be doing that. That's for darn sure. I know that, for example, President Trump was at a polling location here in Florida to vote early. But if you're a political candidate and you go to vote, the rule is you go in, you vote, you get your sticker, and you leave. And you can wave whatever, but you're not supposed to talk to anybody. You're not supposed to say, hey, don't forget, vote for me when you go in there. None of that. So if that's happening, that is definitely a campaign violation. We'll check on that for you. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045. Got to take a quick break. We got more of your phone calls, more news, too, coming up. A big day in the Supreme Court. And the election, it could be taken. The tides could be turning, at least when you look at the polls. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Happy birthday, Mark. Hope you have a wonderful day. Vote Trump. Vote Trump.
Yeah, if you're wondering what to get me, that'd be a great gift. Just go out there and vote Trump. Donald Trump voted for himself early this weekend in Florida. And, that makes sense because when you vote, when you're president, you don't get to go home all the time. And people were making fun of him for requesting a mail-in ballot. So he said, screw it. I'll just get on the plane and I'll fly down here and I'll vote, which he did. And, went to the polling place and then left, which is what you're supposed to do. Unlike Kamala Harris, who apparently is out in Cleveland. She was out at the one of the polling places, and she stopped and got out of the car, and someone handed her a microphone, and she started campaigning.
You are going to make the difference. You are going to make the decisions about your future, about your family's future. It is through the voice of your vote. And you have the power. The power is with the people. And you know that. That's why you're standing in this line today, and I just came to say thank you.
So she went there to go and say thank you to the people who were voting in line at a polling place, which is called electioneering. Now, there are various laws depending on where you are and that kind of thing. And I think in Cleveland, the law is a political candidate cannot campaign within 100 feet of the polling location, which is not a lot. And because she was across the street, it looks like she cleared that barricade. Also, you cannot campaign or talk to a voter in line to vote. You cannot be near within 10 feet of them, which, again, it appears that she was very social distanced away from all the voters. But she still did have the microphone, and she's either way, it really sends it's a bad image. It's not the kind of look you want. I mean, people are already concerned about what kind of election laws you're breaking with mail-in balloting and fraudulent ballots and that kind of thing. Donald Trump's fighting all these Pennsylvania courts, which now are not allowing him to have poll watchers. And then you have one of the candidates, or the vice presidential candidate for one of the candidates, roll on up in her big black Suburban, get out with a microphone, which I guess she just carries around for these, just such an occasion. And then she gets out and tells everybody, thank you for your vote. So it does seem a little sketch. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Bob in Middleburg. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? Oh, you're still young enough that you're having birthdays. That's something.
Yeah, eventually they just stop, right? Nobody wants to celebrate them, or you just keep them a big secret. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Bob.
Hey, anyway, no, what I was calling about was Saturday, there was a Trump train left Orange Park, and it went south on 17 to 220 across back up College. But anyway, from where I was at in the line, it looked like it was every bit 2 miles long. I don't know how many vehicles were there, but there were quite a few.
Man, it's everywhere. It was Alpharetta, Georgia. Someone was sending me videos all weekend. It's all over the place. Beverly Hills. There's a guy named, what's his name? Offset. He's a famous rapper, and he got in trouble with the cops because he allegedly brandished a gun in Beverly Hills when this massive Trump rally went by. I mean, thousands and thousands of people in Beverly Hills. So this thing, it is happening everywhere, and I'm sure it's going to keep happening through Election Day, which is a week from tomorrow, which I mean, I can't believe it's that close. Donald Trump is a full, he's going to be speaking somewhere at 10 o'clock today. He's probably doing two more rallies tonight. He was everywhere over the weekend, Florida. He was in New Hampshire. He was somewhere else. I know he's headed back to Michigan and Wisconsin. The vice president is all over the place. The vice president's in Washington tonight because there is the big vote for Amy Coney Barrett to confirm her nomination to the Supreme Court, which is just amazing. So, yeah, there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of campaigning still to do, and it's paying off because Donald Trump's taking the lead in a lot of these swing states that pollsters were saying he wasn't winning, that he needs to win, and he was behind in. So when you couple Donald Trump closing the gap with a lot of these pollsters, and also these pollsters being wrong by like 10 percentage points come Election Day, it bodes very well for the Republicans. 855-765-1045. Tanya, how you doing, Tanya? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, you've already covered Kamala. I don't care what anybody says. I don't think anybody running for office should be standing outside a voting place with a bullhorn yelling, thank you. Then she didn't know where she was at. And then somebody asked her after the debate about Joe saying about fracking, and she lied. And then she said Joe gets things out of context. Well, that's nice to know that your running mate gets things out of context. She won't answer any question. He's gone back into hiding.
Yeah.
It really concerns me, that tape of Joe Biden saying about voter fraud or whatever. And then she's outside a voting place. They won't let people observe the voting. What they got to hide?
Yeah, no, they have.
You would think
they have so much, you know, to hide.
They're hiding something.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. And the one thing that Donald Trump and Don Jr. always says is, could you imagine if Mike Pence went by a voting place in any one of these swing states, whether it's Ohio or Pennsylvania or whatever else, and just said, I just wanted to swing by to say hello. First of all, they would rake him over the coals for electioneering. They would bring him up on some kind of charge. Then they would throw a hissy fit because, like, his chief of staff tested positive for COVID, and they'd be like, whoa, 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 you got a guy here who's probably infecting voters. This is terrible. This is horrible. Mike Pence should be impeached. And probably Nancy Pelosi would start some kind of impeachment hearing against Mike Pence and, let's face it, Donald Trump, too, because why not? I mean, while you're at it, while you're impeaching people, you might as well get back. You might as well start at the top and work your way down. But it's like Don Jr. says with laptops. Could you imagine if his laptop was left at a store and somebody found pictures of him on there smoking crack and doing inappropriate things with younger women and potentially doing a sex tape writing all these emails to foreign, communist business people saying, hey, give me $20 million. I got to hold $10 million of it for the big guy, meaning Donald Trump Sr. I mean, could you imagine what would happen? It would be ridiculous. It's such a double standard, but a lot of people are seeing through it. A lot of people see through the double standard. They know that the Democrats have a lot to hide. Why else would Joe Biden go away for the next 9 days? 9 days till the election, and Joe Biden is sitting it out. He's basically saying, look, I'm going to sit out the election. I would like you to vote for me, but I'm going to just sit it out and wait and see what happens. He's got Kamala going out there to do all his electioneering. He's got a couple of, he did this 60 Minutes interview, which was totally creepy. And also, this guy, he says the most ridiculous things. Not just the gaffes and things, but what this whole 60 Minutes interview, I mean, just discounting Dr. Atlas and saying Dr. Atlas there was this one clip where they're asking about Dr. Atlas and how he's saying things about COVID. And here was his response.
Dr. Scott Atlas. He is advocating young people go about their business and older people sequester.
Nobody thinks he makes any sense. Nobody. No serious doc around the world.
But how do you not lock down the economy?
How is he not a serious doctor? This guy went to the University of Chicago. This guy was the chief neuroblastologist at Stanford Medical Center for like ever. I mean, he's a reputable doctor. He's as reputable as anybody else. But Joe Biden says nobody, nobody,
nobody.
No, but that's Joe. Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, that's I feel like there's people out there that do trust him. One of them is the president of the United States. So Donald Trump's out giving it his all, saying, here's what we need to do. Here's why we need to save America. Here's why you need to vote for me. And Joe Biden has called it quits for the rest of the campaign. He is convinced that not talking to people, not getting out there, not spreading his message, not making any more gaffes, not lying about fracking, not lying about raising your taxes, not lying about any of you being able to keep your health care, all of these lies that he told over and over again in the last debate, he's now got to hide from. He's hiding from the truth. And he thinks that if he can hide from the truth for the next 7 days, he's going to win the election. But little by little, the people that have always supported the Democrats, the people that have always supported the Democrat Party, always supported Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they are leaving in droves. They're fleeing. They're like, we can't take it anymore. We don't want it. Latinos, minorities, the young black male. He lost Lil Pump.
Trump 2020.
Joe Biden lost Lil Pump, and he thinks he can win this election? No way. 855-765-1045 is our number. Is there really anyone out there who really believes that Joe Biden is going to win?
Nobody.
Yeah, I didn't think so. 855-765-1045. That sends shivers down my... 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV. Person, I appreciate that. 855-765-1045. This is Scott in Jacksonville. Scott, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing great, man. What's up, Scott? What'd you want to say?
Well, actually, when I was sort of pissed when they took off Herman Cain and put you on, because I thought you were rude, arrogant, and brash, and the more I listen to you, man, the more I love you.
Oh, well, I mean, thank you. I appreciate that. Herman thought the same thing of me, too. And, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you a call and let you know that you know, I enjoy your show. It entertains the heck out of me, and I'm a talk radio junkie.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, you know, you rock. You're really good.
Scott, listen, I do appreciate that. And, yeah, if anyone out there, we used to get all sorts of open mics the first couple months that people would just, yeah. I mean, people just hated me and the show and everything. And they were like, okay, we had this one guy. Wait, I think I still have it.
Okay, you've had Mark Kay on the radio now for a couple months. His show sucks.
Yeah, that was, we turned that into a promo. But, I mean, like, it takes a while. I have to grow on you, you know, like a fungus. Or some kind of bad rash before you really realize it's not all that bad. 855-765-1045. Thank you so much. Now, also today also is my birthday, so I appreciate the compliment. And Hannah was nice enough to get me a present. And the other Josh,
I sent mine. I sent mine through USPS, and it's out and about.
Oh, you use the postal service.
Priority.
Yeah. Oh, you paid for priority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you gotta.
Hannah's a baller.
You gotta go above and beyond. All right, so that's fine. It's okay. You didn't need to get me anything anyway. It's just the thought that counts.
I thought about it.
You're videotaping? Well, why? What's happening?
Because I want you to see what...
Reaction videos are big on YouTube now,
that's
right?
That's true, yeah. All right, so Hannah got me a gift. It says, make a wish.
Ooh.
Yes.
Let me make the wish.
Make the wish.
Nope, didn't come through. Josh's presence still isn't here. That's okay, though. That's all right. All right, so I reached
you can see the future, though. Your presence in the future, that's,
you know,
for sure.
It's so funny because my in-laws, and I don't want to out them on the radio, but I will. They're Democrats. And it always made for some really fun holiday parties and things like that.
Right.
And so, but they're always very, very sure to make sure that I get my birthday cards and the kids get their birthday cards before their birthday.
Yeah.
And they called my wife on Friday and said, did Mark get his card yet? She goes, no, it's not here. And they freaked out. So then on Saturday, they called again. Did you check the mail? Did Mark get his card? My wife said, no, it's not there. And they're like, well, his birthday's Monday. Hopefully he gets it Monday. So I told my wife to call him back and say, tell them they should never send it in the mail. And if they think their mail-in ballots are safe, they've got another thing coming.
Wrong.
So anyway, here we go. Let's open this up now. I like the
beautiful
green paper.
Yeah, that's good.
This is nice. Oh, there's a card.
There's a card.
It says Mark, so it must be for me.
It is.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. This is very nice. Very nice of you to remember my birthday. There's surfboards.
Yeah.
Which makes me think it's not for me.
Gnarly.
Yeah. Surf's up, bro.
Bro. Wow. We're just a couple of bros.
This is great. Have the happiest of birthdays. Number 46. Why do you put that in there, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's his 44th.
Thank you for letting me be on your show. I hope you enjoy your gift. Hannah, thank you so much, Hannah. I appreciate it. Look at that. That is so nice.
You're welcome. That's all I got you.
Surf's up, bro.
Bro.
Thanks, broski. No, there's a little gift in here, too. A little blue. I'm going to open it up. I bet it's some, like, sex wax for my board or something, right?
Yeah. No.
Is that
some
it?
Hang,
no?
Hang 10 reef or
it's
something.
Not, no, some Hang 10 reef.
Yes.
Oh, no, I know exactly what this is.
Yeah.
You found
it. Is that what the thing is?
Okay.
I talked about this on the air last week. I saw this on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Hannah.
Oh, the ad.
Went and listen to this. Ready? All right. See if you can name this tune. Ready? Here we go.
Oh, that's so nice.
Look at that. It's a music box that plays the theme to the
Isn't that fun?
Na, 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 na.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Don't break it.
Fast, 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 fast.
Yeah, I got to get the rhythm down. But that's great. That is. That's exactly. Yay. Look at that. That's exactly what I wanted.
I'm so glad. Man. There's another thing in there, too.
Oh, there is?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything else in here.
Is it, not, is it not in there?
It's in the mail.
Oh, in here. In the little box. Look there at this. You go. What does it say? Oh, God, come on. Come on, bro.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
It reminds me of that it wave says, back in 96.
Look at that. It's a keychain that says World's Best Boss,
oh
the mug.
Yes.
This is so great. Man, you got upsold on that, huh?
I did.
They were like, do you also want to throw in this keychain?
For and
people
I'm like,
who bought
I
this
do.
Music box also bought
also
this,
bought this keychain. This, Hannah, listen, first of all, I appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And going out and finding this gift and also getting it here on time.
Of course. How about
that? Yeah, that's very, that's great.
Three cheers for Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Hannah. And we'll celebrate
happy birthday, Hannah. Wait.
We'll celebrate my birthday again next week when Josh is
back. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two birthdays is better than one birthday.
855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. We've got to get Josh a minute to go into the room so he can hit the button. So we'll play you out. More of your phone calls coming up next. It's the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Biden, I'm proud to be a Trump chump.
Yeah, sorry, I messed that one up. Yeah, Donald, that was the other thing Joe Biden did over the weekend. He was out in Pennsylvania, and this is my favorite. This is why this election is so great to me. There's so many wonderful things that happen. This is the only election where one of the candidates, for fear of his own health, has taken to doing drive-in rallies. Basically, it's like a drive-in movie. You stand on the stage, and instead of people coming and standing in front of you like they do at, you know, regular Trump rallies and concerts and things, they come up in their car and they sit there and they listen to you speak, and then they leave. But what happened in Pennsylvania was, because it was a drive-through rally, you had a bunch of Trump supporters driving around honking their horns in the background, and Joe Biden took it upon himself to insult those people.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there. Look.
Yeah, and then he coughs into his hand, by the way. I'll work for everybody, including those chumps out there. And then he goes on to continue his speech. But, you know, calling Pennsylvania voters chumps after you said I'll work hard for every American, it's kind of sending a mixed message. I'm going to be the American president. Even you loser, deplorable Trumps out there, or chumps out there, chump Trumps, whatever it is, Trump chumps. He's going to be the American president. He's going to be a president for everybody, except, of course, for the chumps. And I'll tell you, it's the same thing goes on and on with the Democrat Party. They talk about unity. They talk about inclusion. But every now and then they let their guard down and they let you realize, look, they think you're chumps. Joe Biden, if you vote for Donald Trump, if you go out there and say Trump 2020, if you're wearing a MAGA hat, any of those things, they think you're a chump. They have a predetermined idea of the kind of person you are, of your morals, of your ideals. Think about what happened with the kid in the MAGA hat in Washington, D.C., and the Indian fellow with the drum. I mean, this is all a predetermined, it's all a stereotype, if you will, of a Trump supporter. And it doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, if you're anything else. If it doesn't matter what your race is, where you're from originally, if you are a Republican, if you wear a MAGA hat, if you support Trump, if you honk your horn from a pickup truck with a Trump flag flying on it, then guess what? You, in their eyes, are chumps. You're deplorable. You're racist. You're misogynists. You're rednecks. You're gun-toting hillbillies. You're whatever it is. They've already predetermined that you are. And as much as they try to hide it, as much as they get out there and say, we're going to bring all Americans together, I'll be the president for all Americans. They just can't hide them their true selves. And his true self is half you people are chumps. You people that don't vote for me, that try to come here and interrupt my drive-in rally, you're chumps. And when I'm president, you're gonna have it. I'm gonna stick it to you, but good. That's the way Joe Biden and the Democrats work. When they win, if they win, they're going to use all of their power to just stick it to the rest of us. That's why he won't tell you about court packing, because he's not. If he were really the president for all Americans, then he would say, you know what? If I win, I would be against court packing, because we understand that we don't always have the makeup on the Supreme Court that we want. We understand that this country's political mood moves in waves and cycles. It's all cyclical. Just like we don't always have a Democrat for president, we don't always have a Republican for president. Just like the Democrats don't always control the House, just like the Republicans don't always control the House. We understand that these things are cyclical, and based on what we're facing, based on the mood of the country, based on the needs of the world, based on the candidates who are put forth to us by each individual political party, we make our decisions. And so I won't pack the court. What I'll do is I'll just let the American people speak. And if they say they are happy with these conservative justices, if they say they are happy with the conservative tilt of the country, then I will respect that. But if they say we want Democrats in office, then I will also respect that. But I won't change the makeup of the government after 150 years just because I'm a sore loser. He didn't say any of that. What he said was, I'm for all Americans, even those chumps out there. Well, those chumps are Americans. And if you're really for them, A, you wouldn't call them chumps. And B, you'd tell them the truth before the election. Yes. Yes, I will pack the court. Why? Because, quite frankly, it's not going to be my decision. I'm going to have no control over it. I don't even have control over what I say. That's why I go out there and I say stuff like, I'm running against George instead of I'm running against Donald Trump. This is why people continue to make fun of my intellect and my cognitive ability, because I can't even control my own body, let alone this country. So, yes, the court will be packed, but not by me, by Kamala, by Schumer, by Nancy Pelosi, by all the other Democrats who are so fed up and so annoyed that the American people didn't think that their party should be in control. 855-765-1045.
If Trump gets elected.
Hold on. Where's the part where he called him George?
Four more years of George. He's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Yeah. Four more. We're going to be in the world where George is the president. 855-765-1045. If you're trying to get through, this is Jim in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Jim. How you doing? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show.
I'm doing good, Mark, and happy birthday.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, upset. Jim. Yeah.
Good. Listen, you know, I know that the FBI can hold on to a computer if there's like, you know, for criminal evidence.
But yeah.
If Hunter did nothing wrong, why will they not give him back his computer? He can't check his email or go on a post on Facebook. He did nothing wrong. Give it back.
Yeah, Jim, I can tell you. No, I can tell you're very upset. Oh, that's a good point. There's the FBI is in possession of the laptop. They are looking at it. And I don't know that Hunter wants it back. There's a lot of theories out there that Hunter did this on purpose. Maybe he forgot to get rid of the kiddie porn and the crack smoking photos that I allegedly are on there. That's what I've been reading. But as far as the emails to his dad, a lot of people are suggesting he wants the FBI to have these in their possession. He wants the DOJ to be investigating it. I've also heard that the DOJ and the FBI investigated it, didn't like the story that the laptop repair guy came up with, didn't feel that any of this evidence would hold up in court. So they may not be pursuing charges. But look, this thing is going to continue. It's going to keep going and going and going. 855-765-1045. Joe in New Jersey. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Hey, happy birthday, man.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, I was calling about the same thing, about the laptop. Yeah. You know, I was wondering, I believe it to be real. I believe that, you know, the Bidens are corrupt. That was the same thing. I was wondering what's going on. Is it, you know, is it really a Russian hoax, or is it, you know, is he just a dirtbag thief, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, the thing about the Russian, as soon as somebody calls something a Russian hoax, you pretty much know that it's not.
Of course.
And we have, you know, the DNI and the FBI, they both corroborated this story and said this did not come from Russia. This did not come from any form. This is an actual laptop that Hunter Biden, we have the signature on the receipts. We talked to Rudy Giuliani. He spoke all about that at length. We had, you know, this this guy, what's his name, that came out to the press conference and said, yeah, I was his partner. The big guy is Joe. We know we have corroboration. So now we're just waiting on somebody to come forward and say, here's how we're going to proceed. Here is the investigation. Here are the criminal charges that are pending. Here's who we're going to subpoena. Here's who we're going to talk to. And it won't really become real for anybody until the subpoenas start flying. And if they haven't started flying yet, they better fly pretty darn quick. Because as soon as this election is over, if Donald Trump doesn't come out with a victory, which I suspect he will, then this story is over. And that laptop will disappear. It will disappear from the FBI evidence laboratory, wherever it's being held. And no one will ever hear about any of this stuff ever again. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned to 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay, so we got another break. Hannah checked the mail for mail time, and there were a couple that looked like they were birthday related, so I went ahead and opened them. And Leslie Randall, who's been, I think, watching us since before we even had a show.
Mm-hmm.
She was just like hanging out outside my window. but now that we have the show and we stream, she's on there every single day. She's always commenting. We love her. And she sent me a holster because we all went and bought guns and we got trained, and we're just waiting now for like 22 weeks till we can actually go get our CCP permits. But we all bought guns. We went down to Bullseye with our buddy El Rey, and Elvis hooked us up. We were doing all these shooting drills. It was all on our Newsmax show, if you missed it. So she sent me a holster for my gun, and when I get my CCP, I can finally, you know, I'll have some place to stick it, because you got to stick it somewhere. But I told Hannah, I go, wouldn't it be great to just walk around with an empty holster? And then, you know, that way, if like you're ever in a meeting and you want to get out of it, you just go, oh my God. And you reach down like you're going to get your gun, but it's gone. You go, I got to go. I'm missing something.
Just don't do it at a school. You'll go on lockdown.
No, I'm not going to go to school. But like, you know, anywhere else that I want to get rid of quickly, that's what I'm going to do. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Janice in Jacksonville. Hi, Janice. How are you? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show.
Oh, my word. Sir Mark.
Yes.
I am so impressed. I am honored to speak to you.
Oh, really? Thanks so much.
Yeah. I want to say two things.
Yeah.
Remember where your mother was on your birthday.
Where my mother was?
On the day that you were born.
Okay, yeah.
The other is,
that's
you know
an image
where...
I don't want in my mind. I'm sorry, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And what was the second thing?
The other thing is, do you know where Joe Biden graduated from law school?
I know it was the bottom of his class, but I don't remember exactly where.
Syracuse University. I lived in Syracuse, and he was the talk of the campus. He wasn't famous yet, but he was accused of plagiarism.
Yeah.
And sex accusations.
Yeah.
They don't want him to represent them, the school. And so he keeps it very quiet. I believe that's why. But yes, out of a class of 76, I believe it was, he was somewhere around 60.
Yeah, that's right. He was right there down at the bottom. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Look, I wouldn't want Joe Biden speaking for my college either. You know, and here's something that because we talk about my birthday a lot. And one thing that it's very difficult for me to come to grips with is that my birthday is the same birthday as Hillary Clinton. She is also celebrating. Now, mind you, she's much, 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 much older than I am. But we do share the same day. And it always puts a damper on it because of there's always on your birthday, you go and you Google something and it tells you all the famous people that had your birthdays. And some of them you're like, oh, that's cool. You know, Pat Sajak, for example, shares my same birthday. Great guy. Love his show. You know, I'm the wheel watcher, all that. But then I see Hillary Clinton. I go, I don't want her representing my birthday. And I imagine the same is true of Syracuse University. And a lot of other places, you know, it's like Bill Cosby. They started ripping his name off of every building that they ever dedicated to him. He started losing all of the honorable doctorates and degrees he got from all the schools that he went to. People were trying to disassociate. Say, you know, Joe Biden's the same way with everything that he's done and everything he stands for. People are definitely going to start disassociating with him. and probably, you know, leaning toward Donald Trump. Thanks so much for calling, though. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045. Sherry in Minnesota. How are you, Sherry?
Great. How are you? Happy birthday, Mark.
Well, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that. I really do. What did you want to say today?
So I just wanted to share something that I posted on Facebook today.
Yeah.
That's okay. So, but first of all, before I say that, I tell you that, I wanted to tell you when you were talking about your guns, I ordered a light flashlight with a stun gun, a laser thing from the Patriot Warehouse.
Okay.
And I was trying, I don't know how to use either one of them. I tried using the stun gun last night, or the flashlight, turning on the flashlight, and I ended up turning on the stun gun, and it really kind of shocked me, but I didn't get hurt from it, though.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Yeah. Anyway, the post that I wanted to share was that I wrote. I said, "A country divided cannot stand. Our country is more divided now than any time I can remember. And you can see the results of that, rioting in the streets, killings. Both parties hate each other and lie to divide the country even more. Social media, of course, makes everything more worse. They exaggerate and sensationalize everything they can to cause more anger, which results in more riotings and killings. I am particularly so tired of hearing the left say that Trump is responsible for the spread of the coronavirus, which, in fact, the truth is that Trump was the one that stopped travel to and from China at the very beginning, way before Europe and any other country did. The result being that the left called him a racist and everything else. Of course, they never want to, you know, admit that they're wrong.
Nevertheless,
if our country cannot find common ground and instead of bashing one another, start caring more about the future and prosperity of our country and returning to the values we once had, I fear we may not have what our forefathers called the land of the free and the home of the brave. Let's pull together and keep America, the country that everyone else in the world looks up to."
Sherry, that was beautiful. And I love that you put it on social media while at the same time accusing social media of tearing people apart. That was great. That was very well written. I'll tell you what. Look, I mean, and a lot of people feel that way. They always say that we need to get rid of Donald Trump because this country has never been more divided in history. And I think both of those statements are just flat out false. And I'll explain to you why here in just a minute. We have to take a quick break. I have to go look for my gun. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep my cell phone in it just until I get my CCP. I was walking around with my cell phone in my holster. Oh, I just dropped it. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Terry's in North Dakota. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Terry. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say today, Terry?
Well, I want to say happy birthday. Actually, yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, happy late birthday.
Thanks. Yeah. And I listen to your show every morning to get the real news.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Terry. That's all we try to do here is bring you the real news, keep you informed, keep you entertained. I'll let you know what's going on. You know, let you know where the president is, where you are, what's going to happen with this country, what you need to do. And look, we talk about the president all the time because the president is the exact opposite of Joe Biden on every level of this campaign. Joe Biden has called a lid on his campaign. For the next 9 days, no public events. Donald Trump has multiple events every single day. He's live right now. He's in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Law enforcement is watching Nevada. It's watching Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, by the way, but Philadelphia in particular. Because they had a lot of strange things happen over the years in Philadelphia. And we're watching you, Philadelphia, and we're watching at the highest level.
Yeah, so Donald Trump's in Pennsylvania, the same place Joe Biden just was this weekend where he called supporters of Donald Trump and really just Pennsylvania voters chumps.
"For me, as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there."
You won't hear Donald Trump call anyone. Well, actually, you might. You might. But the fact of the matter is he's got a full docket today in Pennsylvania. Three events. He's right now in Allentown delivering remarks. Then he gets on a plane and he flies to Lititz. Wait, is that right? Lititz, Pennsylvania?
What?
Is that an actual place?
I don't know.
Hold on.
What time is it? Which one are you looking at?
Hold on. 11 o'clock, President Donald J. Trump. I'm looking at, this is his official White House schedule, by the way. delivers remarks in Allentown, Pennsylvania, 12:35. The president departs Allentown, Pennsylvania, en route to Lititz, Pennsylvania. Is that not right? Lititz? How do you pronounce that?
Lititz?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Lititz.
You think Lititz, not Lititz?
I don't think Lititz.
All right, well, whatever. Whatever. He's got a victory rally tonight in Lititz. And then after that, he's going to go to Butt, Montana. No, I'm just kidding. He's going to go to Martinsburg after that for a rally at 4:30. And then tomorrow it's going to start all over again because he knows he has to get out there. He knows he has to talk to the people. And that's exactly what he's doing.
There for 47 years. Why didn't you do it? Right? And you left 3.5 years ago, Joe. So it's not like it was 25 years ago. You left. Why didn't you do it, Joe? You know, he's talking about, I would have done this with a pandemic. And yet he had the worst. His chief of staff said that he and himself, the chief, they were grossly incompetent. They had no idea what to do. And now they're telling us how to handle a much more lethal problem.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is
I wonder if that chief of staff is still around. You know, he probably said it when he assumed Joe couldn't win, right? You know, when Joe...
Oh, I think someone's yelling, screaming in the back. But yeah, but that's Donald Trump live now. And, I mean, he's killing it in Allentown. That's really going to... That's going to play great in Lititz. They love that kind of stuff there, too. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Steve in Studio City. How you doing, Steve? Thanks for calling the Marques Show.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Doing really well, Steve. What's going on, man? What do you want to say?
Well, first I want to say happy birthday.
Well, thank
you. It was good for 26.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
also, I just saw in the news this morning that somebody in Boston set one of the ballot boxes on fire.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, the majority of people that are going to be doing the mail-in ballots are mainly elderly, pretty much a majority of Trump supporters.
I think.
So how would it affect if this continues on this week and it gets really bad and they just start burning it all up? They say you can go and on the news, on Fox, it said that you can go and have it redone and replaced. But what if the people don't even get the news that that happened?
Yeah, this and you're right. This happened there. They actually released photos. They have the guy on camera. This guy took something.
He dropped it.
It's a drop box, too. So if you have the mail-in ballot and you don't feel secure mailing it back, you can go and drop it in a drop box. So what happened was this guy lit something on fire, dropped it in the drop box, and the whole drop box caught on fire. Now, there were 122 ballots in the box. 87 of them were still legible, which means, hold on, math, 122 minus 87, 35? Is that right? 35 of them were ruined and could not be counted. Now, in Massachusetts, probably not a big deal. If 35 Donald Trump or 35 Joe Biden votes, I mean, it's a big deal whenever someone's vote is burned, but it's not going to sway the election. However, you start burning ballot boxes in Miami, you start burning ballot boxes in Cleveland, you start burning ballot boxes in Detroit or in you know, anywhere in Pennsylvania, you roll into Allentown or Lititz and start dropping firebombs in the ballot boxes, you're going to have a serious issue because those are the states that are going to be close. Those are the states where 35 votes, believe it or not, could make a huge difference. I mean, look what happened here in 2000. We had about 500 votes chose the president of the United States. So it is a big deal. And security is clearly an issue. And when the Democrats were out there saying, oh, there's going to be no voter fraud, you know, there's never been. When you go on Facebook and you say something about mail-in balloting being unsecure or mail-in balloting being wrought with fraud, and Facebook puts that little, you know, moniker on there that says this historically is inaccurate, there's never been a problem with it. Well, there's never been this many people voting by mail. And the more people you have voting by mail, the more opportunity there is. And the more publicity there is for these ballot boxes and these drop boxes, the more opportunity you have for people to go in there and do harm and drop people, you know, drop burning things in these boxes. And again, yeah, I mean, Boston's a blue, it's a blue city in a blue state, so it may not make a difference, but other places in this country, it really will. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Steve. We appreciate it. 855-765-1045. This is Bubba in Callahan. What's up, Bubba? How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Mayag Key. Happy birthday to
you,
son. Thank
you, Bubba. I appreciate it, man. I do. What do you want to say, sir?
I got a couple quick questions. I want to pick your brilliant mind.
Okay.
All right. First of all, if President Trump happens to win the popular vote and the electoral votes, isn't the election over with?
Yeah. There's, well, If he wins the popular vote, yes, the election would be over with. Will that happen? Probably not. If it does, the Democrats would lose their minds because they have nothing to fight the Electoral College with if that happens. I mean, if Donald Trump wins the popular vote, then this whole electoral ploy to get rid of it is done with. You know, there's nothing left to argue because the popular president also will win the Electoral College. They're all up in arms because the last couple of times there's been, it happened like 5 or 6 times. The popular vote winner did not win the Electoral College. And that's, they use it as an argument why the Electoral College should be banned. But really what it is the best argument for the Electoral College, because the people in California and the people in New York should not be choosing the leader for the rest of us. There's more people in this country are unlike the folks in California and New York than they are like them. And that's why the Electoral College is so important. This is Deb in Harrisburg. How you doing, Deb?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Mark.
Oh, good.
Glad to have your show. Recently found it about 3-4 weeks ago and enjoying every bit of it. I wish you were on longer than 2 hours, but it's terrific.
Well, Deb,
I wanted to give you an FYI.
Yeah.
It is called Lititz, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Lititz. Lititz. That makes more sense.
Yes.
Lititz,
yes, they're only about 30 miles from us, so
okay.
Visit it quite often. And if you ever get there, you got to go check out the chocolate shop on Main Street because they have the best chocolates.
The chocolate in Lititz is the way to go.
Oh, yes.
All right, Deb.
The
thank you.
The Wilbur buds are fantastic.
All right, Deb. Thanks so much for that. I appreciate you correcting our pronunciation. Sure. Also, I appreciate the help with the. Help with the sightseeing. 855-765-1045. Got to take a quick break. We have time for a couple more phone calls. We'll squeeze in here in just a minute. Man, this birthday show went quick, huh? It time flies when you're getting gifts and people are saying nice things about you. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOK.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there.
I think he's talking about us. Chumps with a microphone? I think that sums up our show pretty much, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we're chumps with a microphone. Thank you.
Because if not, is he talking about the media that typically supports him?
No, he's talking about the people outside the rally honking their horns and yelling and screaming.
Okay.
Which, let's face it, that would be us if we were there.
100%. 855.
Yeah, like Lil Pump, for example. Lil Pump is now a chump because he supports Trump.
Trump 2020,
Yeah, see, guys.
Oh, man. A lot of
swearing. Lil Pump, the Trump chump, according to Joe Biden. 8-5, it sounds like a Dr. Seuss novel gone totally. Novel? Did he write
novel?
Novels?
I don't think he writes a little book.
A little book gone totally wrong.
Trump 2020, bitch.
855-765-1045. Jeannie in Arkansas. How are you, Jeannie?
Hey, Mark. It's so great to talk to you. I want to wish you a huge happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Jeannie. I appreciate your happy birthdays of any size.
I am a stay-at-home mom, and your show gets me through all these mundane tasks every day, like folding clothes, which is what I'm doing right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But let me tell you, I listen to your show every day, no matter what. My kids are home right now. They've been quarantined because their bus driver tested positive.
Oh, no.
But, and this is a big but, I just realized today that you are a huge fan of The Office.
Of course.
And that makes me love you even more.
Well, yes, if you missed it, Hannah got me this little music box, and it plays the theme to The Office. Now, I will say this. We've been watching The Office with my kids, and after Michael leaves, you might as well just stop because the writing goes south. It's really, really horrible. We've been trudging through, but it's really, we may just go back and start over again. Thank you again, though. I really appreciate that. And I'm sorry you're folding all that laundry, but I'm glad we can make it a little more a little more exciting. Deborah in Bonham, Texas. How you doing, Deborah?
Hey there, Mark. I'm doing good.
Oh, good. Thanks so much for calling. What's going on? What'd you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to give you a huge shout out from Texas. A big, happy, happy, happy Texas birthday to you.
Oh, yay. I appreciate that.
I listen to your show every morning. I share it live so that my friends come on and watch as well and can hear you. And you are savage, okay? You keep it funny, but you are a savage. I love you.
Yeah. I love you, too. I love that you called me savage. No one's ever called me savage before. That's great.
Listen, and hey,
I'm sorry, but I just can't do no chili spaghetti, okay?
Okay,
well, yeah, no. I can't do no chili spaghetti, but anyways, I wanted to say there is a website up that's called peoplesrights.org.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. Not until just this moment.
It's a website where people can actually go in, set up an account, and you know we look for things to go pretty crazy after the election. Either way, and so it's a way to give people who need, like when they start coming into your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It gives you a quick way to send out a message to all the people around you who have signed up to come and join you and help you.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Like a digital virtual community Facebook, watch type thing.
Facebook will not let you share it.
Oh, yeah.
They have pulled it down. They told me it's against community standards. So I just went live the other day and put it up there. Another thing I want to talk about is, you know, they want to holler that Texas is purple. No, we are not.
Yeah,
we are a red state. We're gonna stay red. Oklahoma's red.
You know, we hear that we hear that every election. Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Beto O'Rourke, which by the way, thanks for him, Deborah. Beto O'Rourke, that guy thought he was gonna win Texas. He thought he was the tide turning. That's when we really started hearing all these rumors about purple Texas and Texas turning blue and blah blah blah. And they bring it up every single time, but it's not happening this time around. And it would be a cold day probably in HE double hockey sticks before that did. The Jaguars would win a football game before Texas turned blue, all right? So let's just put it that way. That's just probably the best way to leave it. 855-765-104. Anyway, Deborah, thank you so much. Thanks to everybody for all the birthday wishes. Thank you to everyone who sent me a gift, except for the other Josh, who apparently didn't want to spring for the extra postage to get it here on time. And we'll be back tomorrow. Listen, tomorrow we will have a full Supreme Court again. We will have 9 justices on the Supreme Court. The newest one, Amy Coney Barrett, her vote to confirm is this evening. Sometime around like 6 or 7 o'clock. So that'll be exciting news. Plus, we're following Donald Trump on the campaign trail. We're following all these polls. If Joe Biden comes out of hiding to say anything at all, we will let you know that too. And like I said, some mail time as well. We held back some stuff for tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Thanks for the birthday wishes. I really appreciate it. We'll see you soon. Stay tuned. Traffic, weather, news, and Rush Limbaugh. It's all coming up next on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.